right, so this weather can just bleep off any time now. That's okay. We'll get you entertained on the way home. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. No A.J. today. We'll tell you about that in just a second. And no Zhong Li either. They left me all by myself here. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. Today, it's at Danny Mata Jr., filling in for AJ. And I still don't know what the hell Tyler's is, so until we get him settled with something that makes sense, just don't worry about it. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776, and it's a Thursday. And the rain continues to keep coming, and I'm looking at the Doppler, and there's nothing, and I look behind me, and there's a huge storm. So even the Doppler's wrong now. This is nuts. Although I think it's time we name this storm. I think it's officially time, because it's going to last all weekend. I hereby dub this Superstorm Spike.
That's so not bad. I'll take it.
Beware of Superstorm Spike as you're driving around out there. And Danny Mata Jr. filling in today, who is, no stranger. You've been on the station before, but you're out of town for a while. So first off, welcome back. You got a new gig.
Yeah, exactly. Working at Fox 26 now, filling in for what Howard Chen used to do, the sports producing over there at Mark Berman. That's a lot of fun, by the way. Good to be back in town. I was in El Paso for a year. Wasn't bad. Got married. That was cool.
And then, was it?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I found a girl that could stand me for longer than, I don't know, 5 seconds. So I figured that was the one I had to hold on to.
Keep her drugged. That's keep her drugged or drunk. That'd be my advice. As somebody who's done that a few times. So how long have you guys been married now?
2 months. She still likes me.
Ah, okay. Well, just wait till you're 7 years in. We were talking about this before the show. I was like, yeah, we need to grab a beer. But it's like, yeah, it's kind of, hard to get out because, I've just got married and all this stuff and now I'm working. And yeah, dude, when you've been married 7 years, she wants you out of the house. Trust me. Anything she can do to get me out of there. Hey, Tyler's in there nodding. He gets it.
I'm nodding like I'm married, but I've been single for years, so
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Marriage is a fine thing for the right person. And I don't know that Tyler's probably not the right person. I'm sure I'm not the right person. I've tried enough times. But anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So yeah, you're working with Berman, who's been there, 30 years now? Did I see that right?
Yeah, exactly, 30 years. Yeah. Actually, I think the Texans just honored him with like a 30-year anniversary jersey. I saw it.
Oh, God, don't honor Berman. His ego, he doesn't need to be honored. That guy, well, I've known him for a long time. He's perfect proof, though, that you do not have to be an attractive man to be on television. He's one hell of a reporter, but yeah, it's not exactly the guy you're like, oh, yeah. He belongs on television.
It freaks me out, the leads that Berman's able to get. Like he breaks everything. Whatever he just broke something else here, I'm sure.
While we're talking about him, exactly. He's broken two stories.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like he breaks everything. Like he's got his ear to the ground as well as anyone else does. I got to give him credit for that.
So now, why would you get married and then go work at a TV station when you got all these hot chicks running around? That makes no sense to me.
Well, look, man, I mean, I was at the TV station and, one of the chicks that was there, she was cool. She was a producer there. Her name was Janelle. And we're just kind of hanging around one day, started talking and realized that, like me, she's a bit of a nerd in the Game of Thrones stuff. And that's how they lure you in. And she got me.
Yeah, they always bait and switch you. She'll be out on that show in a year. And just trust me. Anyway, see, if it were me and I working at a TV station, I would completely stay single so I could bag the weather girls and anybody else I could get my hands on there. Because, I mean, you have to be hot to get hired there if you're going to be on air. I mean, that's part of the rules, right?
Well, I thought it was, so they hired me.
Well, yeah, but you're producing.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
They haven't put you in front of a camera yet, have they?
Right, yeah.
Okay, just checking. So a couple of programming notes here before we get rolling. Tomorrow we will be at Live Sports Bar. Jerome Solomon will be filling in. And this is a really cool place downtown. If you've not had a chance to go there, tomorrow's a perfect time to do it. And we actually have a little thing afterwards we're going to do. We're going to go upstairs and watch the Astros, who, by the way, lost today. They ran into Zach Greinke, who was better than Dallas Keuchel, so the little win streak is over. But we'll be there. It's right off of Main Street, and the easiest way to find it, it's right across from the Preston train station. So all you have to do is, if you're coming on the train, you just jump off at Preston. But there is a parking lot right behind it. It's one of the few places downtown where there is a parking lot right there. And it's going to be a lot of fun. The manager is a big fan of the show, so and a great dude. They've got terrific beer selection. They've been adding stuff. So come on out. That'll be tomorrow. And we'll be doing the Facebook Live bit here again on the first break. And the plan is to get an intern in here and just kind of find out why it is they want to go into this business and probably ask them a few inappropriate questions. So
a few?
You'll want to tune in for that. Well, they're all going to be inappropriate.
Yeah, exactly. Every one of them.
All right. So let's get to the sports. Oh, there you go. Okay, flash flood warning for Brazoria County. Golly, this is a mess.
They could just put flash flood warning and just leave it right there. Yeah, there's a flash flood warning for everywhere. Wow. Right now.
This flash flood watch extended through Saturday evening for all of the Houston area. Another 3 to 5 inches of rain likely in most areas. Jeez.
It's just enough, man. I've had enough of this. It's funny because, you know, where I live in the south side, because I live down near Friendswood, right? I don't have to deal with a whole lot of it because water will get a little high, but it hasn't really been a huge problem. But having to drive through it just yesterday a few days ago, I was in Humble too, and that was something. I was over there by coaches, and that was something, man. There's no street lights out there, and the way the water's coming up,
yeah,
it's just nonsense, man. You get tired of it. I'm over this weather. It never rained in El Paso.
Well, there are some advantages to being here over El Paso.
There's there's a lot of advantages.
I would think if you're keeping score, it's probably 9,756 Houston and one for El Paso, which is like no rain.
Two. Mexican food.
See, I don't like the Mexican food there.
Really?
Yeah. Not a fan.
Dude, I'll tell you, man. I ate the Mexican food over there, and I can't eat Tex-Mex anymore. It just Tex-Mex is ruined for me because I had authentic Mexican food. Like, that's the way to go.
Yeah, see, I like authentic Mexican food, but I prefer Tex-Mex. I take that back. I like authentic Mexican food in San Antonio. There's a couple places here in town that I like. But if you go to California and Arizona and, frankly, El Paso, which is just, you know, eastern New Mexico, let's be honest, yeah. I don't like it. It's crap. Sorry.
Oh, no, man. I tell you right
so,
now.
So, no, you get one. You get it hardly rains.
I'm going to defend the Mexican food.
This just started up a few months ago. We had a drought for the longest time around here. I don't know where this crap came from. But
back with a vengeance now.
Yeah. All right, what do you think about this basketball game tonight? Finally, we're getting the finals started. And my favorite thing is I kind of go through and see what everybody's saying. It's like, oh, who is the face of the league? Is it LeBron or is it Steph Curry? Hey, forget that dumb stuff. How do you think the games are going to go?
I'm going to go with the Warriors in six, same as last year. And I think it'll be a tougher six than it was a year ago. But I still, at the end of the day, I just don't see any way Cleveland can defend Golden State, especially with Kevin Love down there. Draymond Green eats him alive on a regular basis. I don't see any way that changes because Kevin Love's just not that physical force. He's the Chris Bosh. You know, he's a guy that, you know, was a lot better on a bad team than he's been on a good team. I think that Kyrie Irving will have a good series. I think he'll be one of the keys to it. But ultimately, I just don't see any way that they can play enough defense. And by comparison to what they just saw in Oklahoma City, Cleveland's going to seem like a cakewalk defensively for Golden State.
I think it's going to be closer than that because I do think the Cavs having a healthy Kevin Love is going to make a difference this year. But I want to pick the Cavs, but I just can't. I think they were clearly the best team in the East. I think the West was better. I think what Golden State had to go through to get where they got and to have the record they had and to get as far as they did had to be better teams. So I think it's going to go seven, though. I think the Cavs win their home games, Warriors win their home games, and that's the difference in it.
Neither team winning on the road.
Nope.
That doesn't happen very often. You know, I will tell you what I think is interesting about this is you're starting to hear that thing nationally about people saying, are the Warriors having to legitimize last year's title? Because the Cavaliers didn't obviously have Love and Irving. And that's one of those things. It's one of those BS narratives they throw in there for the finals to try and add something. And I just think I think it's too much, you know, to this idea they have to legitimize, you know. And Steph Curry even said it before the season started, sorry for playing who was in front of us. What do you want the guy to do?
Well, but that happens every year. Every year you're going to get a path. Sometimes it's easier because there's injuries. And it's just – That's the thing. People have to create these storylines behind it. And how about let's just watch some damn good basketball and then judge it when it's over. You can start judging guys' legacies when the series is over, not beforehand. What does this mean to LeBron's legacy? What does this mean to Steph Curry's legacy?
The problem
legitimizing
is,
the title. Give me a break.
But the problem is that none of that ever happens. I mean, we got Steph Curry hits a shot from half court against the Thunder, and now he's suddenly the best player in the league, even though we watched the finals last year and it was pretty obvious LeBron was the best player. So now, right now, you got a lot of people saying Steph Curry's the best player in the league, but if LeBron wins, does it go back to LeBron? It's kind of like what you're saying. You go back and forth this nonsense, and you can't sit in the moment and just appreciate what's happening. Because if Steph Curry's the best player in the league right now, does he lose that title in one series for losing to LeBron?
Well, absolutely, because that's how we are. That's how everybody is. They have to instantly react. And he may lose that if they lose game one. LeBron's... I just think with all these things, with all these storylines that you want to create, how about when it's over? It's always... To me, defining someone's greatness is based on what you accomplish and, not what you might have accomplished, not if your team had been healthy, you'd accomplish this. What do you actually accomplish? And at the end, you're going to have a team. One of these teams is going to be champion. And somebody's going to accomplish something special, whether it's the Warriors finishing off the greatest season in history or whether it's LeBron winning another title. And that's when these narratives mean something. That's when you can actually go back and look and say, okay, what did they actually accomplish? Unfortunately, that's not what we're going to do. We're going to just tear this stuff up. All right. So we are going to do the Facebook Live thing on this break. So you want to tune in for that. You just go to the Facebook page, the station Facebook page. Is that correct, Mr. Pondillo?
ESPN Houston.
Okay. I've been calling him Pondillo since I've known him. If it's Pondillo. Yeah, that's what I thought. Somebody was saying the other day.
No, it's Pondillo. You're just too far removed from your roots.
Dude, he is way too white. He is way too white to be a Pondillo.
No, he could be Italian or something. Are you Italian? Oh, see, he's Italian. It's Pondillo. He's just so far removed from his roots.
He's the palest Italian I've ever seen. 281 said, talk my friend into listening. Give him a shout out, please. Kyle, love the show. Welcome, Kyle. Yeah, so you're getting a third of the blitz today, but that's all right. We got these guys will do okay. I'm convinced. All right, we'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. He is taking a week off to go tubing near Austin. Good luck with that, considering the weather. Jong is in another country. So Danny Mata filling in for A.J., Tyler filling in for Jong. And we just did our Facebook Live thing, and Andy Pondillo, who was one of the 25 producers I had when I had the Yahoo Sports show that I did on Saturday nights, is actually the best one.
I agree.
Can you turn his mic on, please, for just a second? So we just did a Facebook Live thing. You're doing these every week now, right, where you're coming in and recording them, and we had a couple interns on, and now you're telling me that it froze for a second.
It froze towards the end. I'm having a lot of issues with Facebook and just connectivity in general today, whether it's the wireless, whether it's my data, whether it's Facebook. I'm blaming it on the weather right now, but it's been freezing up a little bit here and there. So Facebook Live, video, just any of this is kind of a learning process in general.
How did the people react to the Facebook Live? Do you have comments on there yet?
I didn't see any comments come through on terrorizing the interns, but a lot of times the live people... they don't comment as much as people that comment after it's recorded. Ah. So eventually it starts to build, take a look at it, and then we make adjustments from there.
Okay. So, but we're doing this every week now, and you're the man responsible, right?
Yes. And actually Jong's video that a lot of people saw with him eating chicken wings is the highest rated video so far in terms of reach.
Yeah. We're going to top that because we've got a couple of really good ideas. Just no offense to Danny. I just want to save him or Tyler for that matter. I want to save him until the whole team's here. But we've got some really good ideas coming up. So we'll be doing that every week. And, let us know later what kind of comments we get on that. I'm curious. People thought we were too mean to them or too nice to them.
Well, they'll probably say you're too mean. But I think they like you for that. Like, that's what they embrace about the Blitz. So I think that's a good thing.
The good thing is that Fred isn't lying. I mean, when, you know, Fred's being a straight shooter when he gets up there and talks. So whatever you see on that Facebook Live behind the scenes, this is what he would normally say, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So that's what's good about it.
Pretty much, yeah. Anyway, all right. Well, thank you, Andy. Appreciate it.
I'm always happy to help.
All right. 713-780-ESPN's your number. We'll take some phone calls today. And you know what? We'll let Big Al lead it off. What is up, Big Al?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, I just wanted to comment, man. I was listening to an interview today of Fred with Bill Worrell, you know, and I was doing everything I could do to just keep from throwing up, defending the hire. You know, I mean, I have nothing against the coach. I mean, I would have, that wouldn't have been one of my choices. I mean, Kevin McHale wasn't a choice of mine. All Hall of Famers don't equate into good coaches, in my opinion. You know, but what would you expect Bill Worrell to say on an interview concerning the Rockets? And that's just, it just seems so staged to me.
Well, it is staged. It's part of the whole thing.
Right? Yeah.
You got the hometown team, and they're going to try and sell it. I mean, like how Les Alexander showed up, you know, trying to sell it, you know, yesterday, you're talking about all the success he had when, you know, they lucked in on getting Steve Nash. And if you look at everything since the Steve Nash era, Mike D'Antoni's accomplished literally nothing of note.
Yeah, and that's why, with all due respect to Bill Worrell, I don't like to have guys like that on the show to talk about their teams because, you know, frankly, what are they going to do? They have to sell this hire. He can't come on and say, oh, this is a terrible hire. He's getting, that's where his check's coming from. You think he's going to keep getting a check if he did that? So, I didn't hear Worrell's comments, but I'm sure he's behind the hire. He has to be.
But it has to be the whole thing, though. Think about it. I mean, when you hear hometown broadcasters, right, you don't hear them getting excited when, you know, the other team is, you know, jacking up threes and nailing them and the Rockets getting blown up by 40. You want the guy that, you know, that gets excited for your team. You know, fans want homers, regardless of what most of them say. They want homers. So you want Bill Worrell to come up here and sell this hire. You
know,
want a reason to be excited.
Our listeners don't. Our listeners are realistic. And I think most of them kind of realize that this is, if nothing else, a very shaky hire. And if it's not a hire you're going to get excited about. And I think what everybody thinks is, they all think that hopefully he'll be better than we all think he is.
Yeah, I think you hope for that, but yeah, I would expect not. By the way, you talk about selling stuff. Did you see Mike D'Antoni trying to sell the idea of coaching Dwight Howard? He got asked yesterday. It was the funniest thing. He had this little shaky, awkward look on his face, like he had just, you know, got caught with his hand in the cookie jar or something. And he said, "Oh yeah, I'd love to coach Dwight Howard. He's going to be great." And that was it. He could not have done a worse job of selling the idea that, yeah, Dwight Howard's actually going to be here. We know he's not, but he could not have looked any worse trying to sell that idea.
Is it just me or does D'Antoni look a little bit like Jeb Bush? It's another reason not to trust him.
He just has that
face. Just a little bit, yeah. All right, that's enough of the Rockets talk for a while. Cody!
How are you?
Good, man. Sports to you.
Man.
Sports. I know we haven't gotten on the subject yet, but I was looking online today and I saw some of the rumors regarding acquiring Ryan Braun. So I'm not sure exactly what we'd have to give up to get him. And also, I was wondering what your opinion was regarding Kevin Starr, quote unquote, taking the blame for Baylor's recent action. I'll go ahead and hang up now.
Well, first off, on the Ryan Braun thing, I do think the Brewers are floating his name to see what they could get for him. If you're the Astros, you're probably having to start with Alex Bregman. Or, I mean, it's going to be your top prospect, and are you willing to do that? And I would be in a heartbeat. I'm always willing to take the proven guy over someone who might be good 5 years from now. But I also think that if Ryan Braun's really available, there will be other teams that will outbid the Astros. And the other thing is, I just don't think that they're willing to take on that contract. I've seen nothing from Jim Crane to indicate he's willing to spend that kind of money on a player. So I would say, realistically, very, very small chance that happens, in my opinion.
Yeah, especially if he knows that when you're Jim Crane, if you see that your team can start reeling off some things here, maybe get back up into the standings, if you know as an owner that you can win without having to spend a whole lot of money, you're going to go that route. And Jim Crane hasn't shown you any indication, as you mentioned, that he's going to go and say, okay, yeah, I'll fork out $100 million for this guy to, you know, be here and maybe we'll make the playoffs. I don't see it.
And as far as the Ken Starr thing, I'm not sure he really did take the blame for it. If you saw his interview, which I don't know what the hell he was thinking, and most of his answers were not very good. He needed a PR person there with him because he really came off looking bad. And we have Art Brow's statement today, too. He finally has spoken. And I think part of what of Brow's statement kind of indicates that, you know, the whole Pepper Hamilton thing was kind of a joke. So, you know, if you haven't seen it, he says, this is what Coach Browse had to say. My heart goes out to the victims for the pain they've endured. Sexual assault has no place on our campus or in our society. As a father of two daughters, a grandfather, and a husband, my prayers are with the victims of this type of abuse, wherever they are. Well, I think I would have kept it to the ones that were actually involved, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But then he says, keep in mind the complete scope of what happened here has not been disclosed. And unfortunately, at this time, I am contractually obligated to remain silent on the matter. The report prepared by Pepper Hamilton, the law firm hired and paid for by Baylor's Board of Regents, has not been shared with me directly, despite my full cooperation with the investigation. I can only assume that the report, which is not independent, supports the conclusions that the board has already drawn. I hope to share with you what I was aware of as soon as I can, so Baylor Nation can begin the healing process. I think they began the healing process by getting rid of you, Chief.
Yeah.
He did admit that, you know, I have certainly made mistakes, and in hindsight, I would have done things differently. But he is kind of, you know, insinuating that that report was basically just that they wanted to get rid of him, and that report backed it up. That's kind of the insinuation I get from that. If I'm him, I would have just left all that crap out there. I would have just said, you know, contractually, I can't talk about it. At some point, the truth will come out, and that's it, and leave it at that rather than start trying to poke holes, especially if you're contractually obligated. I'm sure there's a gag order on this, which is why he's saying he can't talk. You start saying stuff like that that comes off as critical of that whole the whole study they did.
And my question would be, okay, what would you have done differently? Maybe, I don't know, told somebody that you've got football players, you know, raping students and that perhaps that's inappropriate behavior? Or perhaps you shouldn't have brought in a couple of guys with a history of rape on into your program. I mean, what would you have done differently if they're jumping to a conclusion and they fired you based on the conclusion they already come to and they were looking for any reason to just support that, then what did they get wrong? What would you have done differently? It's a pretty straightforward accusation here. What exactly then did they get wrong and that, you know, is missing from the story that you'd like to tell us?
Well, I would like to see the full report, and I hope that becomes available at some point, although I don't know if it's going to. But the whole thing about, you know, I hope to share with you what I was aware of as soon as I can so Baylor Nation can begin the healing process. Hopefully Baylor Nation has already begun the healing process, and it starts with getting a new coach and cleaning out all these people and really not paying attention to what Coach Browse has to say because there's a reason he got canned for this. All right, we're going to take a quick break. A lot more to get to. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz. Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J. today, no Jong. Danny Mata filling in for A.J., Tyler filling in for Jong. And I have to admit, I'm a little bit irritated with Andy Pondello, who just came in and told us that we did this Facebook Live thing, and tell the people what you just told me, Andy.
The sound dropped on it. I think I know why it dropped. It's because there was something else being uploaded to Facebook at the same time coming from the Astros game, some post-game video that we do. We have people out there, and I think that those two crossing over caused a conflict during the recording.
All right, I'm going to cut you off. I said that, you know, to work behind the scenes, as one of the interns said they wanted to do, working behind the scenes isn't too difficult. Any idiot with a cell phone
can do it,
you know, and a knowledge of Facebook Live can work behind the scenes. I said any idiot, and now you're telling me
I'm the idiot.
And now you're telling me that the thing didn't work.
See, the thing about me though, Danny, is I'm a stand-up guy, and I'll admit that we failed on this one.
Who's we? Okay,
I'm doing like we. You know how people refer to their hometown teams as we. I'm referring to me as we. So I'll charge myself with the error on that.
Yeah, I'll charge you with the error. I didn't screw up anything.
The one thing I will say that's hard about Facebook Live is that when you hit the live button, it's really hard to tell if everything's working right.
So getting crap audio from an Astros game where they lost.
That's what I think crossed it up. I'm not
100% is more important than us humiliating interns. That's what I'm hearing, right?
So I would say it isn't more important, but I think that somewhere along the line something got crossed.
Okay.
A lot of stuff was being uploaded to Facebook at once.
Tyler, we need the shame bell for Andy. I mean, this is unacceptable.
Shame.
All right. You know what? Next week when we do this,
we're going to get our bleep.
You better get your act together. I mean, first you're telling me this thing's freezing up. Now you're telling me the audio dropped. I'm more than willing to help with this. More than willing to help promote the station. But if this is going to happen, then we're going to have to bring you in here and shame your ass every week.
I'm just saying that the interns to shame, though.
Well, I'm just saying that we could have brought the interns in here and they could have dropped the audio. And, you know, they could have, you know, screwed up the Facebook Live stuff, right? I mean, they could have had the video freeze on
this them. Isn't the first time we've seen this. We did another one a week ago where we had a lot of audio issues that were cutting in and out, and then the video was sort of freezing. So, you know, it's just a work in progress. I appreciate all the people viewing us and giving us a chance and working through our errors, but we will get this thing solidified.
You know what? You know what I want you to do? I want you to get out of here, and I want you to go watch replays of the Astros game and punch the clown to it, and then next week I want to have this thing right.
That sounds really exciting.
Well, that's your life.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
I'll watch Zach Greinke throw a shutout.
Yeah. Well, Andy is like Mr. Baseball. Seriously, he's got nude photos of Dallas Keuchel in his
in
his home.
Go that far.
Just saying. The rumors are out there.
Luke Gregerson.
It could be Gregerson.
It definitely is a Luke Gregerson.
Anyway, get out of here. You failed.
Shame.
Ryan says, I agree with your trade philosophy and principle, but it won't take Bregman 5 years to become good. He'll probably hit the bigs this year, and having a talent like him in the wings holds more value to the franchise than a 32-year-old on the back end of his career. Yeah, if he works out, but, you know, again, there's a lot of all the can't-miss prospects out there, most of them still miss. Yeah. And, you know, yeah, do I think he's going to be good? Sure. But I also thought George Springer was, you know, I think most people thought he was going to be an all-star type talent. He's hot right now, but he's just kind of an average player. So, you know, to me, if you want a guy like that, you got to make some moves. 713-780-ESPN 504-S. Just curious, when you guys are on vacation, do you listen to the show and talk crap about it? I do not. I will go back and listen to things that AJ tells me were pretty funny. I'll go back and listen to those. But for the most part, well, usually the only time I'm off is when I'm out of the country for 2 weeks. So I can't really listen anyway.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I think the last time I was on this show with AJ was when Ray Rice, the video had come out, where the other video, the second one, where Ray Rice had beaten up his fiance, and we had made the very bold comment that, you know, hitting your fiance, or hitting a woman, was wrong. And we had a lot of people calling in trying to protest that. And really, I think that the main thing I figured out is we got a lot of guys that like to hit their women over here and think it's okay. That was the one thing I figured out.
Yeah, well,
that was the one, you know. So you were, that was a good day to be gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, did you see this? Did you see that this, hear about this teacher in Alabama who handed out racist math quizzes? Did you hear about that?
I did not.
Okay, there's a woman, she was Joanne Bolser. She's set to retire this year, accused of telling students to complete the exam, which featured questions on hoes turning tricks, drive-by shootings, and a drug dealer who sells an 8-ball. An example of the questions: Ramon has an AK-47 with a 30-round clip. He usually misses 6 out of every 10 shots, and he uses 13 rounds per drive-by shooting. How many drive-by shootings can Ramon attempt before he has to steal enough ammunition and reload? This was frowned upon by the parents. I thought that was pretty good real-life situation there, though.
You've got to make, as a former teacher, you've got to make these tests interesting.
At least she's not banging students.
Well, as far as we know.
Well, as far as we know, she is pretty old. I mean, you'd have to be pretty. There are some desperate 13-year-olds out there, I'm sure.
Well, that whole banging students thing has got to stop, man. And we can't. We're not allowed to talk about that because Houston's just a haven for it. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. And I knew baseball dork was going to come out of the woodwork here with Springer. It leads the MLB in war quarter into the season, LOL. Get out of here, baseball dork. If you could sit here and honestly tell me George Springer is what you thought he was going to be when all you guys were saying he was Mike Trout, get the hell out of here. He's been a solid player for them. But he's an average to slightly above average major leaguer. And
he was hurt all last year. Like, I'm not going
to
give him anything.
And the thing is, it's easy to look at it now and say, oh, wow, look, because since they moved him to leadoff, he's been tearing it up. But, I mean, that was one of your can't-miss prospects. Mm-hmm. Boy, don't make me go through all the pitching prospects that were supposed to be superstars for this team. I mean, that's the thing. Yeah, you have to. Well, how'd that Mark Appel thing work out, by the way?
Exactly. When he was supposed to be the can't miss, and there's a bunch. The one I always remember being from California was when the Dodgers had Edwin Jackson was supposed to be the can't miss prospect, and the Oakland A's offered him Tim Hudson, and they said no, and Edwin Jackson turned out to be Edwin Jackson, and that was that. I mean, you just never know. You go with proven commodities over prospects. That's why, that is why you go for Ryan Braun if you're trying to win something right now.
I don't know if you guys ever do any kind of weather stuff, but if anyone can avoid 45 South, do it. It's a disaster with the weather. Yeah, we try to let people know because sometimes the traffic doesn't really.
45 South is a disaster pretty much anyway. Yeah, I live down there. So
well, that's so screwed up because there's always that one place, no matter where you are, that is always backed up. It's right past the Beltway, either going south or north. It's always backed up.
Scarsdale all the way down to like
pretty much the Kima exit.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's basically south of 610 right now, heading towards League City's a mess. And if you're in Spring, you've just been getting pounded again. I mean that whole area up north, but it does look like those are the main areas right now. Everything else, it's actually kind of there's almost sunlight here. Let's grab a quick phone call. Mark, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports guys.
Sports.
Hey, man, depending on who was in that teacher's class, man, I don't have a problem with the math problem. I'm black. I mean, she's trying to relate to the students. I mean, sometimes these days, that's the only way they relate, believe it or not, depending on what kind of kid she has. So if she's using that, I probably wouldn't have went that route. But if that's where she's trying to go and she had good intentions, I don't see the problem with it.
Okay, all right.
As long as they get the math.
Okay, well, all right. Well, you don't have a problem with that. But let's I'll give you another question then. Leroy, this could be anybody, right? But it's Leroy has 2 ounces of cocaine. If he sells an 8-ball to Antonio for $320 and 2 grams to Juan for $85 per gram, what is the street value of the rest of his hold? Now, that's when you go, I think that might be racist.
Yeah.
That might be racist. And it's Alabama,
I'm with
man.
The names. If you change the names to like Bubba and Rick, then we might have something. But,
So Bubba took one of his prostitutes and tried to give it to Ricky. And Billy Bob was trying to buy her for $45 an hour, but he only had enough for a half hour. How much money did Billy Bob have?
If Billy Bob has 3 sisters and he bangs 2 of them twice a week, I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, this is a Hispanic guy trying to do a redneck accent. It's just a complete fail.
No, it isn't working. Because I'm not a redneck.
Takes a lot of practice. And you know what? That's something I've had a lot of work with, so...
But you're not from like super redneck. You're from Lamarck, though, aren't you?
I mean,
that's not like
yeah, but I mean half my I grew up in Lamarck, which was it's a predominantly black community. But we also had a farm that my grandparents owned that was out in Santa Fe, which is pretty much redneck, which is where my other half of the family's from. So I'm like half Arab, half redneck. I'm like the worst mix ever.
Yeah, wasn't the KKK from Santa Fe?
No, they had a place in Pasadena. I remember that.
Vidor, I think, is their stronghold.
Well, I know Vidor is now, but like, wasn't it Santa Fe at once? And Pasadena is the worst place for a KKK.
Well, they used to have a little. I remember driving by it when I was a kid. They used to have.
There is one in Santa Fe, I think.
Is there?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, Pasadena is a horrible place to put it. I mean, It's like 90% Mexican down there.
Well, Pasadena is a horrible place to put anything, let's be honest.
Yeah, it's true. It's like a smaller version of El Paso in a lot of ways.
I would still take Pasadena over El Paso, but I'm still bitter from all that time I worked down there and, you know, all the tickets I got driving through there going 41 and a 30. Come on, man.
Where in El Paso or Pasadena?
Pasadena. I used to teach at the central campus of San Jacinto.
Oh, that's so. Right, yeah.
409 says, my fiance is a Canadian, and she says everyone in Houston sounds like a redneck. I take issue with that.
I take issue with
that. I don't sound like a redneck unless I'm intentionally trying to do it.
No, most people here don't talk like that.
Oh, geez, maybe she would prefer Canadian, eh? Is that what you want? Ooh. All right. Quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. No AJ today. He's off until next Friday. Danny Mata filling in. Tyler filling in for Jong. Good job with the music so far today, Tyler. Much better. I like stuff that keeps the energy going, you know? Sunfest 2016. Don't laugh at Sunfest. I know you're driving around in your car right now, probably avoiding floods. Just remember, turn around. Don't get pounded or drowned. But Sunfest 2016, the fourth annual beach party and volleyball tournament, is back. Presented by Landshark Lager, we kick off the summer with a party each year on the first official Saturday of summer. Join us June 18th on East Beach. We have volleyball divisions for all levels of players, and this year we're giving away ESPN gear, tickets, and a four-night stay to any Red Roof Inn in the U.S. Sunfest is courtesy of the Galveston CVB, Galveston Parks Board, Gulf Coast Volleyball Association, ESPN 97.5, and Landshark Lager. That's June 18th. By then, this rain has to have stopped.
Man, this rain, who knows?
Golly. Anyway. You left out a key element of this story.
Yeah, I want to say, first of all, Sports Media LM is not happy with this. We're, you know, automatically assuming that a drug dealer math problem is minority, not getting it, problem could be white too. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is this teacher was trying to be as racist as possible. The name she's using, there's Pedro and Tyrone. Like, here's another one. Dwayne pimps three hoes. If the price is $85 per trick, how many tricks per day must each hoe support or must each hoe turn to support Dwayne's $800 per day crack habit? Now, I don't know about you, but if you were doing something like that, I would say that you're targeting someone. Or how about Tyrone knocked up four girls in the gang? There's 20 of them in the gang. What is the exact percentage of girls he knocked up?
Whoa,
right? I mean,
Well, you left out the main element of the story. This was like an old white woman.
That's the thing, though. I said that it's an old white woman.
No, you said that off air.
No. I said that when we first started. So she's
because I didn't hear that.
No, she's set to retire at the end of this year.
Oh, so this is her big bleep. You is what it is. No,
exactly, because now apparently the school district suspended her, but it's one day before the last day of school year, which means they pretty much can't do anything to her because she's gone. She's done. So. They said that she could appeal whatever, you know, punishment they laid down on her. But what are they really going to do? What reason does she have to appeal anything?
See, that's a pretty good. So I probably won't last long enough to actually retire doing this job. But I would have I'd come up with a good bleep you for everybody my last day. Wouldn't be anything like that. It would be more about probably insulting little people and things like that. But it wouldn't be anything racist. TJ tweets, for all those battling the drowned god on the roads, what is dead may never die, and has the iron board signet there. Yeah, it's, man, this flooding, I hope you guys are staying away from it. I hope, especially over in Fort Bend County, it's just a mess right now, so guys be careful.
Yeah, it's horrible. You know, he's mentioning, you know, the what is dead may never die, Game of Thrones thing. Have you seen the new odds? By Bovada.
Have they been updated?
Yeah, they've been updated as of today.
Okay.
For Game of Thrones characters who will die next, Loras Tyrell plus 250. Jorah Mormont plus 500. High Sparrow plus 500.
Wait, back up. Jorah has got to be the favorite here.
Well, you know what, though?
Because not only does he have the grayscale, but the actor's on another show now. That ought to tell you something. Yeah. I think plus 500 is a good number on Jorah.
But how long does it really take you? Because remember, if you're a featured side character in Game of Thrones, how many episodes will you appear in per season? 4 or 5? And that's 20 minutes a scene. You figure he can go shoot another thing. They only shoot it once a year.
Yeah, but I still think you throw the grayscale in there and the fact that he's out on the desert on his own now.
I still think the Red Witch saves him. So he can get back to
what, the new Red Witch or the old Red Witch?
One of the Red Witches, man. Uh-huh. There's a bunch of them. You've got to
define which one. We have Melisandre, who is my future ex-wife, except for when, as long as she keeps the damn necklace on. We have the new one that's hanging out with Tyrion.
I'm gonna say the new one because we know that Daenerys is gonna get back. I have a feeling that Jorah is gonna kind of keep an eye on her from a distance, and he's gonna run into the new. To the new Red Witch, and she's going to take care of it.
But she was also wearing a pendant, too. Yeah, she was also wearing a...
Hey, I'm cool with it. Just leave it on. You know, and as long as they leave it on, I'm totally down with it. I've had 3 texters tell me you never said she was white, so...
I thought I said she was white. Right, so my mistake. Okay. Well, yeah, it's a white woman.
Doesn't mean that the textures are right, but I didn't hear it either. So.
All right. No. Maybe. Okay. I thought I said it. That's fine. I'll take that one.
Lamont says, in other news, Texans announced the preseason prices, and the Chronicle did a slideshow for it. Stop with the slideshows. God, that drives me so nuts. That's one of those things in life that, and there's a reason that I don't even, I almost never go to their website. Is because anything that might be remotely interesting is a bleeping slideshow. And I ain't got time for that.
Oh, no. I hate slideshows.
Well, and I hate that you're defrauding your advertisers by doing that. Because basically what you're trying to do is create more web hits so you can raise your rates. To me, that's just outright fraud. Because you shouldn't be able to count your, okay, let's do John McClane's mock draft 1 through 32. So there's 32 clicks instead of 1. And then you go to your advertiser. Look, we got 32 clicks.
Right, no, but as an advertiser, haven't they figured that out by now?
Well, yeah,
you would think
there's a reason newspapers are dying. So, somebody asked the real question: is if the kids got the answers right?
That's a good question. Mm. I mean, I only knew one of them. He knocked up the 20% of the girls in the gang.
People ask me when I graduated from Lamarck. Man, that was a long, long time ago. I'm an old man, so. 83 was when I graduated from high school.
Oh, you are an old man.
87 from UH and then grad school in 89. So most of you guys weren't even born when I graduated, when I got out of grad school. Tyler's in there smirking.
You know, I was born in 85.
So. I was born in 87. So. All right.
So anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And top of the hour, I tweeted this out earlier. But we now have the game lines for the first 16 games of the entire NFL season, including your Texans. So we're going to go through and look at the lines for the first 16 games. They don't do the 17th game because I guess they're unsure, you know, how things are going to play out at that point. As if we're sure now how things are going to play out in week 15.
Right.
But I kind of went through and looked at it. I thought the interesting was I think the Titans were not favored in a single game. There was one game that was a pick 'em with the Jaguars at home, but everything else, they were underdogs, which I will go on record as saying the Titans are not going to go 0-15-1 against the spread.
I would probably agree with that, yeah. Hmm.
So, yeah, so the Stanley Cup final over now, the Penguins are up 2-0. I don't think it is. I think both those games have been incredibly close. I do think Pittsburgh's the better team, but I think going home, San Jose has a real good chance to get that thing back to 2-2. But if Pittsburgh wins either one of those, I think it's going to be real difficult for the Sharks to come back. And I tell you, man, that Pittsburgh team is so much fun to watch, and they're so fast. And they talk about it on the right. Oh, they're fast. It's not that they've got fast skaters, because they do. Almost every team has fast skaters. It's how quickly they get the puck out of their own end and get up and down the ice. And it's just been fun to watch. And I love it. It's I hope that this thing goes 7. I don't want to see him go up 3-1 in this thing, because I think that would be a death knell for the Sharks.
What did you think of the Sharks bitching about Sidney Crosby?
Whining. I mean, basically, if you haven't seen the story, basically Logan Couture called him a cheater on faceoffs because You know, and they will never, that he's timing it, and they won't call it because he's Sidney Crosby. Yeah, if I were getting my ass kicked by him on faceoffs, I would be pissed too. But Crosby's not even the best faceoff guy on the team.
No, it's Cullen, right?
Yeah, Cullen is. So it's just whining. But yeah, I this Sharks team is they've just got to figure out a way to slow the game down a little bit and play more physical. If they can do that, I think they'll get right back in it. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. And, yeah, we got a lot of other good stuff to get to, but I wanted to get into some football next segment. We'll take your phone calls as well. You guys know the number. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Thanks for asking. Couldn't slow down, so we had to crash.
You use plastic, we bout cash. You're listening to The Blitz.
Hold on to your butts.
On ESPN 97.5.